Yet there's a sense in which rationalism unifies all the dimensions of power's control by keeping us generally uncertain, because it plays a role in, is insinuated in, all aspects of our existence under class. It keeps us mistrusting our bodies. It keeps us feeling intellectually inadequate, fearing that we're not smart enough, or doubting the quality of our thought. And a key residual effect is that vague oppressive sense of guilt, or at least mild dissatisfaction about the state of our heart, a concern about its poverty, the fact that it does not care about its brothers and sisters. Structurally ordained though it may be, it still feels yucky. And there's no judgment in saying that. It simply means, or is calling our attention to, the fact that it depends on what we've been enabled to see or not to see from our being able to access or not our power sources. It means what we've been able to see or not see from our power sources determines how much of the world we can be. That power keeps us disconnected intentionally is devastating to the health of the species. In the final analysis, rationalism is a scarcity of feeling. And scarcity, quote unquote, is a scarcity of feeling, because there's no scarcity in reality, as the earth is abundant. So it's a matter of ending manufactured scarcity. There's no social musculature of future that's different from class that isn't premised on that.